This is Simulation 1, Day 4, Tuesday, October 18.
Good morning, Professional Answering Service.
Hello, this is Linda at Dr. Karen Larson's office. Are there any messages this morning?
Yes, there was one call. Cheng's son called. He was injured at work and needs to be seen as soon as possible. He's still at work at 312-555-8809.
Just a moment. Cheng's son injured at work, 312-555-8809. Please spell Cheng's son.
That's Chengsun.
Thanks. I will call him now.
Goodbye, Linda.
Goodbye.
Hello, this is Cheng Sun.
Hello, this is Linda from Dr. Karen Larson's office. You have an injury?
Yes, I got a splinter in my finger at work that I can't get out.
Dr. Larson could see you at 10:30, or you could go to the University Hospital emergency room.
No, I would rather see Dr. Larson at the office, and 10:30 would work.
Have you been to our office before?
Yes, I'm one of the doctor's patients.
Okay, I've made a 10:30 appointment for you, Mr. Sun. I will see you shortly. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dr. Karen Larson's office. This is Linda.
This is Consumer Pharmacy, Dr. Joy Richard. Artis Matthews is here asking for a refill of a Vicodin pain medication that expired about a year ago.
Dr. Larson will appreciate knowing that, and I know that she would want to see Mrs. Matthews. Would you please tell Mrs. Matthews that Dr. Larson can see her now if she comes to the office, and that the doctor won't prescribe medication without first examining her?
I will give her that message.
Dr. Richard, could you please spell your name?
It is Joy Richard, R-I-S-H-A-R-D. Our phone number is 312-555-1212 if Dr. Larson needs to speak to me.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Dr. Larson. I have added one work injury patient this morning. Also, the pharmacy called about Artis Matthews, who was asking for a refill of expired pain medication. Here's the message. I asked Dr. Richard to tell Artis to come in to be seen immediately.
Yes, it sounds like she needs to be seen. If she doesn't come in before I leave the office today, I'll call her. Well, is my first patient here?
Mr. Cheng's son should be here soon.
Okay, let me know when Mr. Sun is here.
Good morning, Mr. Sun. Have you just gotten off work?
Yes, I just finished a job. There was no one in the office yet, so the supervisor said that I would have to get the workers' compensation forms later. They will pay for this visit.
Thank you for letting me know. I will make a note of it. You can have them mail the form to me.
Okay, I'll have them do that.
Dr. Larson will be with you shortly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jonathan. Dr. Larson will see you in a few minutes. Mr. Sun, do you need a follow-up appointment?
No, but Dr. Larson suggested that I make an appointment for a complete physical exam as soon as possible. I usually sleep in the afternoon when I work nights, so I need a morning appointment.
Let me check the calendar. We can squeeze you in on Tuesday, October 25th at 11:15. It is not the full hour we usually need for the physical, but otherwise we don't have any physical openings until November.
Yes, fine with me.
Dr. Larson's routine is to have lab tests done before your exam. You do not need an appointment for them. Just stop in a few days before your scheduled appointment.
Yes, she explained that to me.
I also need your telephone number, please.
My phone is 312-555-3750.
Here is your appointment card. We will see you at 11:15, October 25th. Goodbye, Mr. Sun.
Goodbye.
Linda, I don't need another appointment, but I'd like to know how much my charges are. I'll send you a check.
Let's see. Your charges today are $44. Here's an envelope to mail in your payment.
Thank you. I'll do that. Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Jonathan.
I'm leaving now, Linda. I signed the BAB letter. It's ready to be mailed. Also, I finished today's dictation.
Goodbye, Dr. Larson. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Linda.